I don't even know how I open this podcast.
Do you need a real host to step in, Eric?
Yeah, I need a real host to step in. I'm sorry. Hello,
welcome to the End Zone / Forward Pass Thinking audio content podcast. We are doing a 2-in-1 episode right now because we have some blockbuster news going on. Andrew Luck with the Colts. Andrew Luck with the NFL. No more. I'm going to throw it to Eric Jensen. What is going on?
You had a much better opening because censoring myself, my first line was going to be, what in the flying F is going on in the world of my mind? Like, I've sent out a tweet, but I'd like to describe in the past, like, both of you in the past 5 minutes, describe my mentality and just like how I've been.
Childish, it's ridiculous.
Very similar to like little kid on Christmas. It's just so hyped up.
I have to agree with Matt on that one.
Now listen, I do not endorse drugs. I do not do drugs. But I feel like if I took a certain white powder that Patrick Chung was just indicted with, I would feel this way. But I don't need that white powder that Patrick Chung was indicted for. I have this glorious, just wondrous news story. And it's sad. The news story is sad. Don't get me wrong. I think it's sad. But I have not had breaking news in... Oh, Jesus, I have not felt breaking news rush like this since Alex Smith got traded to the Redskins. This is like three times that.
Why is it sad?
I am overwhelmed by emotion. This was just going to be a simple, I needed to get a podcast out. I needed to get an AFC East preview out. And this has turned into, I hope, one of the like hallmark episodes of this podcast. Not to put the pressure on you too, but let's just go. I don't even know where to start. This is why I bought on Jonders. He is much more composed than me at this point, and honestly, frankly, a better pro.
And he's got better hair.
We have found. Oh, please! I have better hair.
Okay, Eric.
I have better hair. No, let's not get into this. Jonders, please take it away. Where are we going to start here? Because there's like...
You know what? I was talking... I got on the phone. I got a push notification from a fantasy football app saying this is a thing. I was like, this is a funny joke. I'm going to call my friend who's a Colts fan. I'll get him all riled up. And then I slowly found out that it was real. One of my first thoughts was that if the Colts knew about this at the end of the year last year, they could have made a play at Nick Foles instead of the Jaguars. Nick Foles has that relationship with Frank Reich. He already knows the offense there. They'd be ahead of the game right now. But right now, Foles is lost to a division rival. We're going to have to see what Jacoby Brissett can do. My main takeaway from this news is that I've been proven right. I've been fighting this battle for 7 years. Russell Wilson is a better NFL quarterback than Andrew Luck, and it's over. Point match, Jonders, point match, Russell Wilson, whatever you want to say. I'm right. It's over.
Hey, Jonders. Why? I guess here's the thing. Even if they did what you said, right, and he knew at the end of last year, what's wrong with Brissett? Like, I think Brissett is a great starting quarterback for the Colts.
I like Brissett a lot. He's not a Super Bowl MVP. I think he is a average to slightly below average starter. I don't even know who is behind Brissett. I knew Brissett Luck, but I'm a big Brissett supporter. I just think they would be in a much better position right now if they had Foles and Brissett.
Yeah, I have to say I had a similar thing as Jonders. At first, when I saw the first tweet, I was shocked, but I didn't really believe it. And then second and third and fourth tweet comes out, same news. I'm like, well, it's true. It's true. It happened. As far as I think it has a bigger impact than maybe like Matt, the way you're talking, it isn't that big of a deal. I think it has a big impact on this team. I think this team goes from division winners to third or fourth place. So I haven't seen enough in Brissett to make me feel confident in him. I think he's an average quarterback. I think he's a what?
This wildly changes the landscape of the AFC.
Yeah.
Who outside of the Chiefs is the second best team right now. Like, to me, the Colts, when they had Andrew Luck, were the favorite to come out of the AFC.
I think the Steelers are better than people think they are. T.J. Watt, if he takes another step, I mean, he's going to be an elite pass rusher.
Is it the Patriots again, too? Like,
probably.
Is this, like...
Oh, yeah. Like, I think it's the Patriots, and then there's a big gap, but... Because the Patriots also have one of their best defenses they've had in years, too.
I never would have thought it's who's the this retirement would come down to who's the second best team in the AFC. I don't think it was the Colts.
Do you guys disagree? I truly believed that the Colts were the second best team in the AFC.
I thought they were 56.
Oh, wait, you think it was the Chiefs and then the Colts?
I think it was the Chiefs and then the Colts and then the Patriots.
I disagree, but that's fine.
Yeah, I would have put the Browns over the Colts, so that's not even being a homer.
I would too.
I am a homer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
I think the Colts, maybe I'm just in the Chris wrestling camp too much, but like I just think they're an impeccably built roster. I don't see a single thing Chris Ballard has done wrong, and I still think they're an incredibly strong roster who's probably a quarterback away from maybe being a Super Bowl team.
Well, you know, for that team to be as good as you want it to be, they need to have T.J. Hooker take a step up. Gathers needs to take a step up. That secondary isn't as good as I think you'd think it might be. The defensive line is also a question. I'm a big fan of Darius Leonard, but I don't think they're as complete on defense as you think they are.
I agree with that totally. That's actually pretty much what I was going to say. Is their defense stops them from being... I think
their defense is awesome.
I think they're the fifth or sixth in the AFC.
Who forgot about Darius Leonard? I brought him up.
I said outside of him.
I don't know. I think
who's the running back? Marlon Mack?
I love Marlon Mack.
He's not going to run between the tackles. We would have known that already.
I don't know. I still think the Colts roster is just as talented.
And it's T.Y. Hilton and a bunch of who?
I mean...
Here's the thing about the Colts is 2 years ago in 2017, without Andrew Luck, they just went 4-12. Now, their team's improved, no doubt about that, but is it improved that much? I mean, I think there was a big gap between the – I mean, there was a big gap. There's no thinking about it, but between 2017 and 2018 when Luck took them back to the playoffs, I just don't see it.
And I think this is what Chris is trying to say, but the true tragedy here is that Andrew Luck was fully realized last year. It wasn't about potential. It wasn't about what he could be. He was the NFL player that we were promised since 2012. And to see him go out so quickly after that fully realized version of himself is a tragedy because we only got it for 6 years.
So sad. He was playing the best football of his entire career.
100%.
Like, I do agree with that.
His career year last year.
100%.
And I can't, like, I don't know. I blame the Colts medical staff.
Well, I don't know enough about how those things actually work to throw aspersions that way, but I would be inclined to believe you because it seems like the Chargers have been known for this, and now you can maybe throw the Colts in there as well, but I don't know.
It seems like they misdiagnosed everything this guy ever had, and it ended his career.
I do think the injuries had a factor in this over the past few years.
Well, yeah, he straight up said it. The Adam Schefter report said he had mentally checked out. He couldn't deal with
being injured
all the time anymore.
At first, when they first wrote it, didn't really say that, but I think it has more of a factor than him just being mentally worn out. But I think he's trying to downplay that it's the injuries. I really do. That Andrew Luck's trying to downplay that it's the injuries, but it's more of the injuries than he's letting it out to be.
Well, how about this? If we're talking about the medical issues, how about a team like Seattle has the best sports psychiatrist in their building, and this is something that more and more teams need to focus on. You know, you can say, look, whatever. I think people that are my age and younger react differently to things than people 20 years ago, and it's not up to the players to act differently. It's up to the coaches and management to figure out how to handle these players. So if sports psychiatry is a, like, I think that's definitely something that we need to be putting resources in. And I think maybe this wouldn't happen if he was given the proper tools to deal with this.
Yeah. I mean, that's absolutely a fair point. I love this. If I could bring this up, from, our good pal, Mark Sessler, Andrew Luck plans to travel the world via rap sheet. It feels like we have all been microdosed on this summer. I would completely agree. I would completely agree. This is just wild news. So Jacoby Brissett. I love Jacoby Brissett. I think he is an impeccably talented passer who could be a starter in the league. He's not Andrew Luck, obviously. But I think he spent enough time behind Brady, and I think he spent enough time behind Luck. And even in that terrible season where he started, he looked good. And it was mainly the offensive line that did him in. With a good offensive line, I think Jacoby Brissett can be an average quarterback. I think he can be Andy Dalton or better. I think he can.
It's not saying a lot.
Well, yeah, that's still like a 10 person drop down if you're doing quarterback power rankings,
right? That's true.
At least from 5 to 15,
right? But it's not as big as a fall off as elsewhere in the league. I think Brissett's one of the best backups in the league is what I'm saying.
I just think, considering the situation, if this happened just about any other elite starting quarterback, they're probably in the best situation having Brissett than most of the other teams that would have been in the same situation. I get he's not like some superstar, but I think Brissett showed himself to be plenty able to handle himself on the stage.
Yeah. You guys want to play a little when they get their first win?
Oh, yeah. Let's do it.
We'll play a little when they get their first win.
Okay. Colts at Chargers week one.
Loss.
Yeah. That's
with or without Melvin Gordon?
Either way, I think it's a loss, right?
I think so.
I'm pulling
up. Colts at Tennessee.
Win.
I don't know about
that. I have no faith in Mariota. I think he's a
I don't know how I feel about Marcus Mariota this year.
Their first home game, Colts hosting the Falcons.
Definitely a loss.
Yeah, it's a loss.
Colts hosting the Raiders.
Win.
I think that's the first win.
Yeah. I'll bite.
I guess I'll say win. I don't know. That's tough. I'm gonna say a win though.
Because the Colts own the Titans, but I guess Andrew Luck owns the Titans. So
has Andrew Luck ever lost to the Titans?
No, he went undefeated in his.
Yeah, maybe that's why he's retiring. He doesn't like his chances this year. Got to keep that intact.
By the way, next point.
Well, let me ask just real quick, Eric. Isn't he better off? I mean, okay, yeah, it's a loss for the Colts big time. Loss for the league if you enjoy watching. But honestly, isn't this a good thing that he was in his head enough to leave before getting himself really effed up?
Well, yeah. I mean, I absolutely agree. I'm not attacking. I hope I don't come off. I'm on Andrew Luck's side. If you're an athlete, you decide what to do with your body. You decide when it's time to walk away. It's a shame. It's sad. I think he would have been a Hall of Famer, like a no doubt first ballot Hall of Famer if he had played his entire career. And it's just sad to think of what might have been, but I mean, that is a positive way of looking at it. I hope he can get right. And that kind of brings me to my point.
Can I jump in real quick?
Yeah.
Before we get to your next point, I just want to say, remember last year, was it 2 years ago? Vontae Davis retires at halftime in week one or two. I know Ike Taylor has talked about how he was on the field and walked up to Mike Tomlin after a series of downs and was like, Tomlin, don't got it anymore. Sat on the bench for the rest of the year. I do think that football is a game, maybe more so than other sports, that you need to be 100% committed. And if Andrew Luck wasn't there, then he's right. He should not be going out there.
Yep.
I guess fair. I think that's fair.
All right, Eric. I'm done hijacking.
No, that's a good point. I think here's a hot take. I think 2 to 3 years from now, there's about a 70% chance he comes back.
I don't even think it'll be 3 years. I think he's going to take one year off, and then he'll be back. I think he'll be back in 2019. I don't know. It's tough to say. I don't know. This one's kind of one of the big question marks for me, but I just based off of everything, I think he's going to be back in 2021. I guess 2021 season. I'll say two seasons, because I think he'll take off this season and next.
I think if he stays out the whole year, he's gone for good.
Really?
Who comes back first, Gronk or Luck?
Gronk.
Yeah. I don't think – I trust Andrew Luck. I don't think he's coming back. I think he – I don't know. Have we ever seen a quarterback take time off and come back? I'm trying to think. I don't know if I've – because, like – Favre would play with retirement, but he would never miss a game. He would never, you know, he would play retirement 3 weeks into the playoff or preseason, and then he'd come back for the rest of training camp. He would never actually miss games. So I think being a quarterback is different than.
Sorry, it wasn't for you. Sorry, Jaunders.
Okay. Well, no, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't know if I've ever seen that before.
Vic,
so,
different situation, but Michael Vick was out, 3 years?
Yeah. Okay.
But you're right, it's rare.
I think in that the game was taken away from him. He didn't walk away from the game willingly, and he was he probably spent those 3 years thinking about once he gets once he's a free man, he gets to go do this thing again.
Oh yeah, no, it absolutely is completely different situation in the sense of how they left, but it's the only one I could think of that took any significant time away from the game for whatever reason he was gone and came back.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I agree there.
All right, Eric, what do we got?
I'm just browsing Twitter to see if there are any more updates. Sounds like where do I watch this press conference tomorrow?
Probably on NFL Network.
Right.
ESPN, everyone's going to cover it.
What time? Does it say in the article?
Let me see. I almost said it said like 2 Eastern, but it may not have said anything.
I need to watch this press conference like front and back.
Yeah. Is this it though? Are we done? Have we said everything we want to say about Andrew Luck?
I mean, I guess we probably weren't going to get an AFC South preview out anyways. So now seems like as good a time as ever to ask like another major AFC South injury happened tonight. I don't know if you saw this. Lamar Miller, ACL done. Good thing they traded for Duke Johnson.
Duke about to get some real playing time.
He's going to have a massive role in that offense. He's suddenly the RB1. It is a massively terrible injury for Lamar Miller, who I've never really liked as a running back, but you hate to see this happen to someone, obviously.
Yeah, agreed.
And in the preseason, no less. Yeah, these kind of injuries.
So to jump to the question you're about to ask, it's like who can win 9 games, right?
Yeah. And who can win 9 games?
And I think it's the Jaguars, right? I think that Nick
Foles. Who do they have on offense outside of Nick Foles?
I don't know, man.
They don't like
their defense.
I don't buy D.D. Westbrook.
Their defense is what's gonna.
Okay, well then, what do you buy about the Texans then? Their offensive line is so bad. Now they have, I mean, maybe Duke Johnson's a better running back than Lamar anyways, so maybe that works out. And his Clowney hasn't reported yet, right?
Right.
I don't know, man. I think it's kind of a crapshoot. I was kind of counting on – oh, Andrew Luck is talking right now.
Where?
I don't know. I have him on NFL Network.
NFL Network? I don't have it in my dorms, God damn it. It's all right. It's probably on ESPN. This is bad podcasting by us. It's okay.
So I've been in this cycle of injury, pain, rehab. And it's been unceasing.
Is this picking this up?
Barely. I'm trying to bring it up on another on my other screen so I can just feed it in.
And I felt stuck in it. And the only way I see out is to no longer play football. It's taken my joy of this game away.
Damn. Oh my God, that's such a heartbreaking line. It is taken my joy. If you didn't hear that,
he's crying, dude.
It is taken my joy of playing this game.
I've been stuck in this process. I haven't been able to live the life I want to live.
That's
taking the joy out of this game. And after 2016, where I played in pain and was unable to regularly practice, I made a vow to myself that I would not go down that path again. I find myself in a similar situation, and the only way forward for me is to remove myself from football in this cycle that I've come to the proverbial fork in the road. And I made a vow to myself that if I ever did again, I would choose me in a sense. It's very difficult. I love this team. I love my teammates, the folks in our building, the fans, the game of football. And as part of this team, as a member of this team, and because of how I feel, I know that I am unable to pour my heart and soul into this position, which would not only sell myself short, but the team in the end as well. And it's sad, but I also have a lot of clarity in this. It's been a difficult process, but my wife, my family, my friends, Mr. Ballard, Mr. Ursay, the Ursay family, and Frank Reich have been incredibly helpful, supportive, and I'm so grateful for them. As I told the guys earlier in the locker room, it's been the honor of a lifetime to represent the Horseshoe and the city of Indianapolis, both on and off the field. To Mr. Ursay and your family, thank you. Thank you so much. I am so grateful to have been drafted here. Your unwavering support is incredibly appreciated. I cannot fathom another owner who loves their team as much as you do. And that we feel that as players. We appreciate that as players. It permeates through the building. And from the moment, and we talked about this earlier, but from the moment I arrived in Indianapolis, I felt like I could be myself. And I felt like I did not have to fill Peyton, one of the great, you know, of all times. I felt like I did not have to fill his shoes. I could be me. And for that, and I know that starts with the person up top. And for that, I'm very, very, very much appreciated. So many people to thank.
All right.
So many people.
Let's fade that down.
I think maybe fitting that Chuck was.
What's up?
Let's fade that down. Okay, I think we heard enough there.
All right.
It is the only way. It is suck the joy out of this game for me. That line is like.
Yeah, it's heartbreaking, man.
A tearjerker. And I'm just seeing these videos. Andrew Luck is being booed in Indianapolis as he leaves the field. And
not a great look.
I might be out of line like saying this, but like fuck those people. Like you like this guy gave everything to that city, and to boo him, the Colts are classless fans. They're classless. It's disgusting. It's disgusting what they just did.
Usually I wouldn't agree with when you say something like that, or I would say you're over-exaggerating, but in this case, I absolutely agree with you.
I don't think that's crazy to say. I don't think I'll get in much trouble for saying that. Maybe we can.
No, I agree with what you're saying.
I feel that way. Like, F those people. Like, I don't know, Jonders. Am I overreacting here? Like,
yeah, it's totally embarrassing, and the like, Colts fans will be ashamed of themselves in a couple of years. But let's get out of here. Let's go around and talk about our favorite Andrew Luck memories and get out of here. I remember Chuck Pagano had cancer. Bruce Arians fills in as the interim head coach. The Colts, the year after they went 1-15, are going up against the Green Bay Packers at home, and Andrew Luck to Reggie Wayne happened over and over and over again for the Colts' upset victory in 2012. That's my favorite Andrew Luck memory.
I would say my favorite Andrew Luck memory, it's got to be that Kansas City comeback where he just – they came, was it them or the Chiefs? But that was like one of the most incredible games of football I've watched in like.
Yeah, it was the Andrew Luck fumbles, picks it back up, and extends it over the goal line.
It is an all-time performance, and at that very moment, I was like, "That guy's a Hall of Famer," and I don't know. It sucks that we end on this note.
But that's the tragedy of it. He's like, not going to be a Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah, it sucks that we end on this note, and it sucks that Colts fans booed him, and I'm pissed off at Colts fans, and man, like, I don't know.
I have to say this changes after listening to what he said, I changed my mind about him coming back. I think he's done.
He's done, too.
Just the way he talked, he just sounded like when he made that decision, that was going to be it. He wasn't coming back at all. I mean, that's just what I believe.
He missed 26 games in his career due to injury. I mean, it's
tough.
He's going to get out of the league before he's 30. It's going to be the one of the great what ifs of the NFL.
It's tough. It's
super tough. Yeah. I mean, I don't think we can talk about anything else.
Yeah, I'm done. I'm ready to call it a night. You guys ready to go?
Whatever you guys want.
And again, don't misconstrue my excitement for Andrew Luck.
Well, like, it's a shot in the arm. Like, it's definitely like something. I mean, tonight is probably a night that
I love breaking.
All of us are going to remember forever. You know, I mean, this is going to be a thing that the rest of us hold on to forever because Andrew Luck was such a important player to all of our careers as young sports journalists, right? Like, Andrew Luck was a guy that we all dissected. He was a guy that we all grew up on, you know, as amateur.
He was the first quarterback that I ever, like, his rookie season was when I started watching NFL football.
Yeah.
I watched his entire career, and it is massively sad to see it end this way, and I wish him nothing but the best, and I think he'd make a terrific coach, and I think he'd make a terrific commenter, and I think we gotta end it there, Pierce. If we can, let's see if maybe we can get that audio from somewhere else and maybe plug it in. Because I think we need to have that in there.
I actually think it picked up pretty good on my end. I can snip
it. Picked up good, guys.
Okay, good. Yeah, I heard it. I heard it loud and clear. I hope everyone got it. I don't know when we'll be back. My hours have been significantly upped at work. So might be till week one. But this was an important podcast to do. And there are other things that I'd like to talk about, but the mood isn't right. So thank you for listening. I don't even like the podcast, follow it on Twitter or whatever, but
@JohnDersFBT, get home safe, everybody.
Yep.